Good morning, friends. This is Pastor Martin with another Esther Minute. This Sunday, we begin chapter 3 of the book of Esther, where we're introduced to the villain of the story, one Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, enemy of Israel. To this day, when the book of Esther is read in an Orthodox Jewish service, the people hiss at even the mention of Haman's name. He was a bad one for sure. This week, we'll see how this villain unveils his wicked plan to destroy God's people, and we'll get some insight as to why Haman was so desperate to wipe them out. It's going to be fun to see how God works behind the scenes to bring his plan about, both in spite of and even because of wicked opposition. Remember, even when he's not in the forefront, God is never absent and he's never powerless. Psalm 121 gives us a little glimmer of that power and that attention that God pays to his people. It says, "I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore." The book of Esther shows us God's amazing plan to deliver his people in the most unlikely and unexpected way. Please join us for another step in our journey through this historical account of the book of Esther. God bless. See you Sunday.